Comics Podcast, starring Jenny and Dave.
Hello and welcome to the third instalment of the Band Weblogs podcast show, podcasting from Oxford, England, UK. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jenny, and Dave, that sounded great.
I'm a bit more cheerful this week. Thanks for the email from One Nation crew, who noticed I was a bit of a miserable bastard on the last one.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, we are only human, and we're doing the best we can on this podcasting show business, but we love it, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, I was a bit miffed because I thought I was going to win a lottery that night.
Yeah. And so this is a special treat for Dave because we're doing a special punk night here at Band Weblogs podcast show. And so this is Dave's element big time, isn't it?
I'm in my elephant.
Your elephant.
Because, like, last week we played some good music. Like, we played One Nation crew and they were good. And we played that other girl,
Pan, the band Pan.
Pan, that's right. And so tonight we're going to be playing all punk music. Well, we've got two songs anyway.
That's right, two songs. And I'm pretty excited about the first band that we're going to play because they are a New England-based band, and that's where I'm from originally. And in celebration for the Red Sox win the other night against the Yankees, so therefore I believe we'll probably win the World Series again. And I hope I'm upsetting some people, and I hope I'm really getting some people excited with that statement. And anyway, from Portland, Maine, we've got the Pub Crawlers, and this song is called Last Saskatchewan Pirate.
And it's all about chucking in your job and becoming a pirate and robbing England.
And so here we go, The Last Saskatchewan Pirate by the Pub Crawlers.
I used to be a farmer and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by and no way to ride, the money wasn't there. Then bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, ain't always left, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. And it's a heap, oh, high, oh, up and down the plains. I'm stealing wheat and barley and all the other grain. And it's a ho, hey, high, hey. Farmers by your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on vagina's mighty shores. You think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day you found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were not the wiser. I ran the ship and sank it, I stole the fertilizer. Chase me, he was always at my throat. I'd follow on the shore, it was cause he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were coming, so the bounty lost his job. And now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. I swing in swords, skull and bones, and plasma company. I never pay my income tax through the GST. I'm traveling down to Saskatoon to tear up the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op boys, you gotta get by me. And it's a heap, oh, hi, oh, coming down the plains. I'm stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. And it's a ho, hey. Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I hear that in Alberta there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca, they'll slip the Fort McKay. You're gonna lose your steps, and if you have to cross the way. Well, winter is a-coming, the chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the rivers start to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, for now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. And it's a heap, oh, hi, oh, coming down the place.
jolly of the grains, and it's a howl.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Farmers by your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on the giant and mighty, and it's a heave!
Oh!
Hey!
Oh!
Coming down the plains, a stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains, and it's a howl.
Hey!
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 The farmers by your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores,
and it's a heave!
Oh!
Hey!
Oh! Coming down the plains, a stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains, and it's a howl. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shore.
All right, that was the Pub Crawlers.
Yeah, I really like them. They remind me of the Dropkick Murphys, a band that I got a DVD of last year and we just missed.
Well, yeah, because we were going to go see them in Oxford, weren't we? They were playing at the Zodiac, I believe.
That's right, but we had a business elsewhere, so we couldn't do it.
That's right. And the Dropkick Murphys, by the way, we're not going to be playing them tonight, but they are a Boston-based band, and they are awesome. One thing that we picked up on that song, The Saskatchewan Pirate, is that here in England, that would be the perfect song for the football terraces, the way it chants and kind of goes on and on, where everybody can kind of sing along and...
You can stamp along to that one as well.
That's right. And speaking of football, we're going to be watching the England versus Austria game coming up this Saturday.
Compared to how you look at it, if you saw the last game of England and Northern Ireland, I mean, as far as I know, that the people who were playing for Northern Ireland were postmen and factory workers. They were part-time players. No, they played for... none of them were in Premiership teams, though, but... Schwinn. I'll tell you what, you'll hear it first now. Next England manager, Jose Mourinho.
Or as they say here, Jose Mourinho. And we do have a story, and we're probably boring like everyone in America right now with this football talk, but...
Hey, who's Jose Mourinho?
Who the hell are they talking about, people are wondering. But at least maybe in England, hopefully we've got some people listening, and they might be football supporters. And we don't necessarily support Chelsea, however, I think I'm speaking for both of us, really, really like Jose Mourinho, the Chelsea manager right now.
Let's face it, he's probably one of the best football managers in club football at the moment. And if he can do that with Chelsea, what could he do with an England squad?
Exactly.
Better than Schwinn.
And we did see Jose Mourinho the other day. And I want to say Jose, but everyone here calls him Jose. And was managing, I believe, Porto, was it?
I believe so.
And we were in London about 2 weeks ago, and we were going through Harrods. Dave hated it.
Me missus was being a tourist.
And I loved it. And so anyway, we go through Harrods, and we thought, well, we could use a pint right now, especially Dave after being subjected to that shopping business.
Bourgeoisie.
And so we found this tavern just down the road from Harrods. And we go in, we get a pint, and who walks by but...
And we have fish and chips.
Jose Mourinho. And I couldn't believe it.
And I was there eating fish and chips, and he stared in at me.
And me.
I looked at him, and I thought, come and pay the bill, mate. No, I was going to run out and tell him to go and put a crap team out against Portsmouth in the next couple of weeks, but I realised he hasn't got a crap team.
And Dave says that just to remind anybody who's ever listened to any of our podcasts that Dave does originally hail from Pompey.
That's right, I'm a
Portsmouth.
Pompey lad.
So in his heart and forever probably will be a Portsmouth football supporter.
There's always a dirty old Pompey boy in there, mate.
And so anyway, so we've got our eyes set on Jose Mourinho, but really what we're really watching now is England qualifiers for the 2006 World Cup.
That's right, the World Cup. We won't be in that for very long if we get in it.
So as much as we're probably boring people about this football talk, we love it. And
well, next week we may change our tune when we talk about the match, because
yeah,
they might play like football gods, especially Jar Jar Binks. Are we allowed to call him that?
I have no idea, Dave.
Yeah, well, as long as I don't mention his name, people can work out who that is for themselves.
And let's just say, not only does he play for England, but he also plays for Man United, and he's defense.
He's not, yeah.
Let's
He says the.
Now, if we have anyone listening that knows who we're talking about, please email us, because we'll feel really good knowing that there's other people out there that sees him looking like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, mention it. Email us. Tell us his name, and we'll send you something.
Maybe the phone. Maybe this could be the competition.
No, that's not good. That's not a good enough question for the phone.
Okay. I'll
send a bit of paper.
For those who listened to our last podcast show, number 2, we did mention that we are going to have a competition in the near future where we give away our old phone.
Oh, I know what I'm going to give away for that question. A really crap CD that's in my collection. I don't know what one it's going to be, but I'll just take one that I don't listen to and put it in a parcel and send it to you.
And that's I think that's a great idea. And the person that would email us in to tell us who on the England squad and Manchester United squad looks like Jar Jar Binks. If you can email us the name of that footballer, we will definitely be more than happy to send you the prize.
CD.
So enough football talk. This is a music show. But, you know, because we are getting closer to the 2006 World Cup, we will be talking more and more
about football. But now we're going to talk about punk rock again, because we're going to play another band that is from round here. Sorry. Now we're going to talk about punk rock again, because we're going to play a band that are from round here now. And they're doing really good. They're doing a gig in, or touring even, in Canada.
Well, they may have already done that. I'm not sure if they've toured Canada or if they're going to be touring Canada.
Anyway, Danny will introduce it.
Yeah, I'll introduce the next band that we're going to be playing, and they're called Submerse. Again, they are from Oxford, England, and this next song is called Operation.
It's a full-blown operation. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's a full-blown operation. What are you doing?
Okay, this is all about that quality of the record. Big Dozer, David Jacob, Amy C.
Gary Simmons, do rap,
this goes out to you, man!
Yeah! Good to go to Rector, born in Black Sea. Getting tired, come on, Black Sea, I'm a sick lead. Being green, money, waste, breaks, fuck me. Country general, sign, repent, and what it says.
It's a full-blown operation, an operation.
And that was Submerse.
All right, I was jumping up on the telly then for some reason.
I think maybe you should tell anyone who might be listening to this podcast show your story about meeting Submerse, because we went out and saw our buddies play in Oxford, Suitable Case for Treatment. We went out to their gig and it was great, and they were playing with a couple other bands, and one of the bands was Submerse. And we were out in the, what would you call it, the little room where you can hang out with the bands.
The boudoir.
The VIP area. And we were...
Cocktail lounge.
We were hanging out and just talking to our friends, and tell the rest of the story, because I think it's pretty funny.
So what happened was we were there in the boudoir lounge drinking cocktails, and one little chappy come over with a Mohican, and he was in the band Submerse. And Greg told him I was in 4 minute warning, and he got rather excited and said he'd heard of us, and that surprised me because we split up about 25 years ago. But we played loads of places. We were all crikey. If there's any old bastards about my age in their 40s out there, they'll remember an unsigned 80s band kicking around, supporting nearly everyone.
Like who?
Addicts, Meteors, Foreskins, Five Skins, Verdict. Where's John Thurlow? Where is he these days? But anyway, sidetracking. Yeah, they come up and he gave me his CD and his badge. I ain't worn the badge yet. Sorry, Submerse. But smart. It reminded me of me 25 years ago. Like all these little punkies with Mohegans jumping off the stage and shouting and spitting. It were great.
That's right. And Greg and I, Greg was drumming for Suitable Case. And he and I, we could not Reaping believe cool. it. We could not believe that... some kid actually knew of 4 minute warning. We thought all this time it was
they thought
just
I had
rumor
seen
about
old
the
dementia
band.
And I was lying about my past and I had this fantasy punk rock thing going on.
So we saw it all happen right before our eyes. We couldn't believe it.
Well, Reek and Cool first ever met me when he was listening to one of my punk records in Scotland before he met me. That doesn't make sense.
But it happened. It's a small world, isn't it?
He was jumping around listening to my punk rock record. And then he met me 15, 20 years later.
And how did you figure out, how did he realize it was you? Did you bring up 4 minute warning and say, oh, I was a singer in four?
Of course I did.
Did he believe you? Did he believe it was really you?
Because I mentioned it, and then he said, oh, I've heard of you. My mate had your record, and we used to jump up and down in his bed, pogo into it. And I thought, Jesus, you fat bastard.
Okay, and so because it's punk night here at Band Weblog's podcast show, Dave has bravely picked up the guitar. And
because it's punk night, I'm going to play a reggae song.
Yeah, but Dave is a punk, so this is okay. This is all right to be playing a reggae song if you're doing it because you're a punk.
It's an old Jam Jar Tree song, and no one's heard of Jam Jar Tree. We were a reggae band from Brighton in the 80s. And, right, I'm going to play it then, and it's... I'll move the microphone like that.
I was moving the microphone.
So you think this world is a hunting ground for you to rob and kill and then go underground. Well, that no right, that no right. Rocket ships are crazy trips. Loonies on the moon. 9 miles up with 7 on board. Mother Nature call the tune. That no right, that no right. We don't want to see your fireworks. We don't want to see that show. We don't want to see your fireworks when children starve for what you know. That no right. That no right. That no right. That no right.
That was Dave Tomo there on the guitar, formerly of the Jam Jaw Tree, currently with the Babylon Cowboys. So why don't you talk a bit about the Jam Jaw Tree? You've told me some stories before about the band.
Well, it started off with Richard Smith, or I should say, Is a Car Necessary, when he used to, the story is, I was doing a washing up in the morning in St. Michael's Place, Brighton, in the kitchen. He come through with a cushion under one arm, guitar in the other hand, and said, come with me, and I need a hand. And so I went with him, and went around the corner, and there's this row of trees along a crescent by the house, and he said, give us a leg up. So I gave him a leg up, chucked him the cushion, and then he sat up there with a guitar and he said, go and ring the local paper. So I had to go back and ring the Brighton Evening Argos. And they come around, took pictures of him. Next day, he's on the front page of the paper. Up a tree, Is a Car Necessary? Busking for Tree Aid, which doesn't exist.
Tree Aid.
That's right. Anyway, and so me and him, he wrote lyrics, I wrote lyrics. And but he never played in the reggae band, the Jam Jar Tree, because he was too paranoid. But we got Ben and TC to sing. And that was all good fun in the 80s.
But that wasn't the first time you met him, was it? When he came in and asked you to call the paper up and everything?
Oh, crikey Jesus, no. I've known him since he was about 15, back in the streets of Bedhampton.
So had you been playing gigs before he had given you that call or went to see you and asked you to help him out before he went up in the tree with his guitar?
That was actually around the same time as the Jam Jar Tree were gigging, yes. And then we realised that we got a group of us together and rang up another paper and they come and took a picture of five of us up a tree with bongos and guitars and what have you. Even my brother got in on that picture and he wasn't even in the band. Weird.
Good on him. So do you have any pictures of that still that we can add to band weblogs?
Probably not. They're all faded away in the attic at me dad's.
Okay. So someday...
Like my memories.
Someday we'll get those pictures and either we'll...
Burn them.
No, we won't do that. We'll frame them and hang them up. We'll
jump up and down on them and shout rude words.
Okay, so have we rambled on enough, do you think, for Punk Night? Or do
blah,
you have...
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, that's another
blah,
story.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. There's another email. If anyone can tell us where that comes from.
Blah, 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 blah. Another story. Blah, blah, blah.
Atom bomb. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
That one's too easy.
No, I don't know, because it depends on who's listening to the show.
If you get that one, I'm just going to send you a pen. And that's one that I stuck in the ear.
All right, well, so that's it. So give us an email, info@bandweblogs.com. Tell us about blah, blah, blah.
Tell us how boring we are.
And tell us about Jar Jar Binks as well. And you could win a CD that Dave will...
I'm gonna dig out a really dodgy CD.
And he'll send it to you. He might even autograph it.
Don't you worry about that. I'll put some ink on it.
Okay, so there you go. This is Jenny and Dave coming to you from Oxford, England.
Coming to the end of a bottle of wine.
And this is the Band Weblogs podcast show.
And it's been great.
See you later.
Listening to the Band Weblogs podcast show.